Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Pomp, but no Pope inside day one of the secret conclave. Let's get started. The first day of the conclave to elect the next Pope. We're going to have complete coverage of all the day's remarkable events. There is, however, breaking news at this hour involving one of the cardinals right down the street behind me, Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles. We're learning tonight that the church has settled four lawsuits against the archdiocese that he ran, and at least one lawsuit naming him as a defendant. Four men allegedly abused his boys, collecting nearly $10 million total. They said they were abused by a priest during the 70s. 6 years ago, that priest pleaded guilty to molesting boys. He did time. He's no longer a priest. He's not alone. Nor is Cardinal Mahoney, of course, the only high-ranking church official accused of protecting predators. There are many around the world, and several, Mahoney included, are here in Rome about to spend another day trying to elect a pope. They are secluded right now, sworn to secrecy, their only means of communication, the color of the smoke from the ballots they burn, and the chemicals they add to let the world know whether we have a pope or not, a black or white answer. So today, the first ballots burned, and the answer went up in smoke, black smoke, no decision. Chances are, though, the field has been narrowed somewhat. Chances are a handful of men went to bed last night thinking it could be me, or it might actually be me. A mind-blowing way to end a day that was historic and fascinating right from the start. Into St. Peter's they came, the man almost certainly one of these cardinals who would be Pope, and the men who will choose him. Side by side, step by step, some vital, some feeble, toward a mass not seen in 8 years, since the last Pope was elected, at a moment not seen in 598 years, the succession of one living pope by another. A mass for cardinals, but also the masses, people waiting hours to get in for a ceremony that last time was given by the man who arrived as a cardinal, then emerged as a pope.
The beloved and venerable Pontiff Benedict XVI, to whom we renew in this moment all of our gratitude.
Applause and praise that Benedict did not hear, at least not in person. He's in seclusion at the papal summer residence. As for the man praising him and presiding this time, Cardinal Angelo Sodano, the Vatican's Dean of Cardinals. He's over 80, too old to help choose a pope, or in all likelihood, to be chosen himself. As for who among them might be, those who say publicly don't really know, and those who might know, the cardinals, they left St. Peter's, and in one last moment, in plain view, retreated inside the Sistine Chapel, where they took an oath. Then, uttering extra omnes, outside all, a Vatican official closed the doors, and the cardinals got to work. All day, people waited in the rain, for the Mass, for the cardinals, for a chance to see, perhaps, a new pope.
I think it's wonderful. I think Benedict was a great pope, and I think everyone's very excited to see who the next pope will be. And so with great anticipation, wondering is going to be how different and how much the same he will be.
As the evening deepened, the crowds grew, all eyes on the chimney from the stove where the papal ballots are burned that would signal white smoke for a pope and black for not yet.
If we got white smoke tonight, I would be stunned at one level, but on the heels of what we've already witnessed in the last month and another, there would be a certain poetic art to it.
Poetic, perhaps, but not to be. Even against a dim night sky, the answer, this time, was plain as day.